Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. With tough budget decisions on the agenda for a meeting next week, the University of Alaska Board of Regents is holding two call-in public comment sessions this week. The call-ins are scheduled for this afternoon and June 2nd, both from 4 to 6 p.m. According to a UA release, they're an opportunity to offer feedback directly to the board on budget issues related to reduced state funding, COVID-19 impacts, and declining enrollment. Regents are meanwhile holding committee meetings tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday this week, followed by a regular full board meeting June 4th and 5th, during which the panel is slated to consider elimination of about 50 academic programs, as well as other cuts as it approves a budget for the new fiscal year, which starts July 1st. Rural Alaska communities were decimated by previous pandemics, but so far, history has not repeated itself with COVID-19. Leaders in the tribal healthcare system at a conference hosted by the U.S. Naval War College on Zoom said their biggest limitation, off-road system remoteness, has a potentially life-saving upside. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports.
The challenge of transporting people and goods became doubly hard as healthcare administrators in rural Alaska prepared to fend off the coronavirus and Raven Air went out of business. Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation Chief of Staff Ellen Hodges says it's difficult to get lab samples and patients from the villages to the hub city of Bethel, where the YKHC hospital is.
We're grateful for the help from our local airlines who have tried to step up and help us out, but there's just not enough planes and pilots here to get our region the services that they need.
But YKHC and Manilak, the Kotzebue-based healthcare association, turned that challenge into an asset. Manilak President Tim Gilbert says it became obvious that if the virus arrives in the Northwest Arctic, it would come by airplane.
So we have a little place over by airport where we offer rapid testing to anybody walking off, and not everybody takes it, but an increasing number are.
The big challenge ahead, healthcare leaders say, is to keep communities safe as the start of fishing season and other summer activities remove the protective effect of their relative isolation. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.
The campaign to oust Governor Mike Dunleavy plans to hold two drive-through recall petition signing events this week. According to a release from the Recall Dunleavy organization, a May 29th event in Fairbanks and a May 30th event in Anchorage will allow people to sign the petition without leaving their vehicles. Both drive-through signing events are set to occur in closed retail store parking lots. I'm Dan Bross.